Love Talk Radio.
God bless you. Thank God for you tuning in today. This is Dr. Ulysses Morgan. I'm here with you on this Rock Talk radio station. Thanking God for you tuning in with us on today. Glory to God. I am delighted to be able to come into your home, your car, your phone, wherever you may be listening to this at. Glory to God. We just thank God for the word of God and what he's going to do in the lives of his believers. Amen. We are now listening to Albertina Walker. I can go to God in prayer. Amen. How many of y'all can do that? When you need him, all you got to do is call him. Glory to God. He'll answer your prayer. We just thank God for you today. And we're going to get ready to go into the word of God in just a few minutes. Glory to God. I want to hear a little bit more of this song and let God bless you. God bless you. We thank God for that. Glory to God. Albertina Walker, I can go to God in prayer. God is good all the time. We're going to get ready now to come before you with the word of God. And I want to share with you one of my Bible classes that we shared here not too long ago. And it was such a blessing to me and others that I wanted to be a blessing to you as well. And so we're going to engage in this today. And I want you to get your pencil and your papers. Amen. And jot down whatever questions or comments that you may have. Glory to God. And you can send them to me if you so desire. P.O. Box 492 here in Cordial, Georgia. Zip code is 31010. We'd love to have your support of whatever, amen, you can send. And we just thank God for you tuning in with us on tonight. Now, we're going to go to the book of Matthew. I'm going to go to the book of Matthew, the 10th chapter. And we're going to share some word with you. The topic of our discussion today is going to be keeping it moving. Keep it moving. Amen. And we need to understand some principles along these lines. Glory to God. And you know, I'm going to say this because I understand a principle. I understand that everybody's not going to agree with what you say concerning the word of God, no matter who you are. They didn't all agree with Jesus. So my theory is that you analyze what I'm saying through the Word of God, and if you are a person who reads your Bible and understands it, and I can understand if you don't read it, you probably won't agree with me because we mostly contend to the carnal mind to try to understand things of the Spirit. And the Bible says it is impossible to do that because they must be spiritually discerned. It has to be given to you by the Holy Spirit. In order for you to understand what God is doing in this day, understand the Word of God, amen, you have to get the understanding by the Holy Spirit of God. You can get it no other way. You can't get it through the carnal mind or the secular system which has taught us up until the time we've learned about Jesus. Amen. And so logic doesn't compute, it doesn't line up with the spiritual things because logic has to have something to work with. The spirit needs nothing to work with. Jesus creates, glory to God, which means that he need nothing. Anything that's made has to have a substance to make it with. But when you create, you don't need anything. And God is a God of creation. Amen. So We have to understand this through the Spirit, and we just thank God for those revelations. Now, glory to God. Let us go to the Word of God, Matthew 10th chapter. I'm going to do some reading here, and I want you to follow me, because if you follow me, you can better understand where we're coming from. Matthew 10 and 1, and then I'm going to skip down to the 5th verse, okay? So follow me as I read and listen to this. And when he had called unto him his 12 disciples, he gave them power against unclean spirits to cast them out and to heal all manner of sickness and all manner of diseases. All manner of sickness and all manner of diseases. Now, 5th verse. These 12 Jesus sent forth and commanded them, saying, go not into the way of the Gentiles, and into the city of the Samaritans enter ye not. He says, but go rather to the lost sheep of the house of Israel, and as you go, preach, saying, the kingdom of heaven is at hand. Heal the sick, cleanse the lepers, raise the dead, cast out devils. Freely you have received, freely you give. Provide neither gold, nor silver, nor brass in your purse, nor scrip for your journey, neither two coats, neither shoes, nor yet staves, for the workman is worthy of his meat. And unto whosoever city or town you shall enter, inquire who is worthy, who in it is worthy, and there abide till you go thence. And when you come into an house, salute it. And if the house be worthy, let your peace come into it. But if it be not worthy, let your peace return to you. And here's the key. And whosoever shall not receive you, nor hear your words, when you depart out of that house or city, shake off the dust of your feet. Verily I say unto you, it is more tolerable for the land of Sodom and Gomorrah in the day of judgment than for that city. Amen. Keep it moving. Let's pray. Father, we thank you for the word of God, and we thank you for those who have tuned in with us on today. Amen. We are delighted to know that they are listening and you are saying something to them. Tonight is no exception. You're going to give revelation of the word of God to them. And I know that I'm not the only one that you're using, but I can say I am one of the ones that you have chosen to bring a word or a message to those who have been praying for you, praying to you, and for those who have been seeking answers for problems and situations that they're encountering. Now, God, let your spirit move. Holy Spirit, let an anointing flow through these airways. In the name of Jesus, we pray, and the revelation of your word come forth, that it may penetrate the hearts and minds of those who are listening, and they will know and receive and understand that it is truth. I ask it in Jesus' name, amen. Now, first of all, we must come to the understanding of knowing what's going on here, and Jesus now has 12 disciples, in which we know one was a betrayer. Now, one of the things that I want to say, that I don't care what how big or how small your circle is, always remember that there are always going to be someone in there who's going to betray you, someone who's not going to agree with you, someone who's going to turn against you. And normally it's the one, glory to God, that seems to be the most friendliest, the most closest to you. You have to be aware. You cannot allow yourself, which is a mistake I've made years ago, you cannot allow yourself to get too close to anybody in whom you're leading. Glory to God. You have to stand your ground. You have to back off. Love everybody. Amen. Greet everybody. Show everybody love. Don't show no favoritism, but yet and still, don't allow yourself to get too close to anyone, especially those in whom you are leading. Glory to God. So he has the 12 disciples here, and he's about to name them apostles, but here's what he did in the 5th verse, amen. He commanded them now, and he's given them power. He said, go into the way of the Gentiles, not the Samaritans, amen. He said, but go rather to the lost house of Israel, which means that don't go to the Gentiles, Amen. You're either a Jew or a Gentile, and we're Gentiles. But he says, go to the Jews, go to Israel, because judgment must begin at the house of prayer. It must begin at the house of God. This is where the blessings, the word, and the instructions, the assignment, the messages, the sermons, all should flow, is the house of God. And he says, first go there. Amen. First go to my house, because my house first has to receive what I said so they can be able to spread it abroad. So judgment is going to begin at the church, at the house of God. It's not going to begin on the streets, amen, with the young men who may be sagging their pants, or young women who may be on the street corner, amen. The judgment is going to be there, but it's not going to begin there. It's going to begin with the church, because these people need to see something from the church, amen, other than imperfections. Glory to God. We shouldn't see, and I know everyone makes mistakes, and there are some things we have to get corrected, but there should be some things, some highlights that the world can see coming from your church. It should be something that people on the corner can see coming from your church. Amen. They can see it. I live in a city now where there are a lot of young men everywhere I go. They always respect and say, hey, Pastor Morgan, young and old. Glory to God, because they see something. They see, they've heard me preach. They heard me, glory to God, look at them as a human being and not degrade them because of what they may not know. Glory to God. And so we, as the church people, we will stand in judgment first. And this is what God is telling his disciples to do, is to go to them. Glory to God. My question is, how in the world can you get someone else converted when your house is in turmoil? You're causing your house to be in turmoil. Amen. How can you be pleasing and pleasant to someone else and go home and be nasty, amen, and dogmatic? How can that happen? Blessings and cursings, sweet and sour water, salty water, all not to come out the same fountain. So we must understand these principles in order to be blessed. Now look what he says here. He says, and as you go, he said, preach, glory to God, saying the kingdom of heaven is at hand. He says this, eighth verse, listen, heal the sick. He said, cleanse the lepers, raise the dead, cast out devils. Freely you have received, therefore freely you give. Now, God has given them power. He told his disciples before he left, he says, behold, I give you power over unclean spirits. Amen. I'm giving you power. Here now, he's giving his disciples power. Now, notice now, if you would notice, these disciples were not novice. They had been walking with Jesus, and they had been talking with Jesus. Amen. For months and months and months, Jesus was teaching them. But they did not have the power to strike out on their own to try to do these works. You cannot do it except God gives you the power and the permission to do it. There are too many people that are trying to do certain things that are not called, that they're not called to do. Amen. Now these disciples, because they were sitting under right tutelage, amen, that now Jesus says to them, you are now ready to go out into the highways and hedges, and now I am giving you authority over all spirits. You have it, glory to God. It's not going to come in a shaking and a quaking. You're not going to feel electricity coming through your hands. It's all based on his word. He says he's given it, and you shall receive it, glory to God. And he said, freely you have received, freely give. Now, ninth verse, he said, provide neither gold nor silver nor brass in your purse, nor scrip for your journey, neither two coats, neither shoes, nor yet staves, for the workman is worthy of his meat. In other words, he's saying to his disciples, do not take any provisions with you. Because you are now on a journey I have called you on, and if I have called you on this journey, I will provide, amen, for you. I will provide for you, amen, Jehovah Jireh, as Abraham called him, Amen. God the provider. He says, take no money, take no coats, take nothing extra, as though you're going to need them and you may not receive them as you go. He said, take none of that, because if I have called you and I have assigned you to an assignment, he says, I am going to provide the provisions that you need to carry out your work. I will provide for you. I'm not going to depend, amen, on people who don't like you, people who don't want to hear the words that you preach. I'm not going to depend on that, but I will have those in whom will hear my voice, and they will provide for you. Glory to God. You are worthy of the meat that is given to you because you preach and you teach what I have given you. Amen. Glory to God. Glory to God. So often we're worried about, is God going to provide? What is he going to do? Can I get this? Can I have that? God, would you pray? God says, if you are on the track that I am on, if you are where I have sent you, if you are, amen, assignment that I have called you on, I do not call you into an area I do not provide for you. Glory to God. What kind of God would we serve if he chose to go somewhere and then we're in need and he hasn't provided? That's not the kind of God that we serve. Amen. But he says, I want you to go. I want you to move. Now watch this. In the 11th verse, and unto every city or town you shall enter, inquire who is in it is worthy, and there abide till you go thence. Now, what does he mean by who is worthy? When you go into that house, make sure that you discern if there is peace in that house. If that is a Christian home, glory to God. And Christian home doesn't necessarily mean that, amen, you got to constantly go to church. Amen. You can have a Christian home because peace is in that home. Peace only comes from God. And he says, if they accept you, if they receive you, and there is peace in that home, he said, you abide in that house while you are on the assignment for you, because I will provide a place for you to stay. Glory to God. I will do it. Amen. I'm not going to get you bogged down. I'm not going to cause you to stop or cease. You're going to have the provisions that you need. But make sure that the house that you go into is peaceable. It is a Christian home so that you cannot be disturbed or distracted from the assignment that I've called you in. Amen. Now, he said in another writer recorded that if there is no peace there, then let your peace return unto you. Glory to God. And guess what? Keep it moving. You don't have to stay there if there's no peace. Now, let me go down a little bit further. And the 12th verse, and when you come into a house, salute it. And if that house be worthy, let your peace come unto it. Here it is. But if it's not worthy, let your peace return to you. 14th verse says this, and whosoever shall not receive you, nor hear your words, when you depart out of the house or city, shake off the dust of your feet. Amen. Shake off the dust of your feet. Another writer says, shake the dust off. Amen. And move on. In other words, as I stated earlier, the topic, he told his disciples that, glory to God, if they don't receive you in a certain area, keep it moving. Now, here's the essence of this message. You cannot allow people to stop you or halt you or confuse you where, amen, they've got you at a standstill from doing what God has called you to do. Amen. Now, when I say what God has called you to do, you have to understand it may not necessarily mean preaching. Glory to God. Everybody wants to preach. It may not necessarily mean pastoring. Everybody wants a pastor, glory to God, because you're only going to be anointed in the area God called you and anointed you in. You cannot choose your own calling and decide that God is going to help you in that calling. You have to abide in the anointing that he's placed on you, because that's the only way that you're going to be successful in Christ. Otherwise, you're going to be confused. You're going to be frustrated. Somebody is going to embarrass you, amen, through the word of God, because you're operating in the wrong calling. You're operating in the one you chose, because you saw glamour and you saw praises and you saw finances, and you decide that's what you want to be, and so you went to bed with it on your mind and you dreamed about it. Now you say God is calling you, glory to God, and you're tired of getting whooped by God by not obeying his word and going to preach and all that. That I've been hearing that for so many years. Glory to God. That's just an excuse to do what you already want to do. Find your anointing. Find your calling. Because your anointing is only going to come in the calling that God has called you in. You must understand that principle. And when you get that calling and that anointing is on you, you cannot keep it bottled up in the house. You cannot keep it bottled up with yourself. This is why I'm on the air now. This is why I'm speaking on this radio station. This is why we're on Ustream on Sundays at 7. This is why, amen, I'm all over Facebook and Google and I'm on YouTube. This is why I'm doing what I'm doing, because, amen, even though things happen in my life, I cannot allow people to cause me to be at a standstill, regardless of who doesn't agree with me, who doesn't like me, who doesn't, amen, go along with what I've said or what I've done. It, regardless of that, amen, you cannot, and God is watching you. He is watching you. Let me say something. God will allow certain things to come into your life that seems to be tragic, and step back and watch and see if you're going to allow that to stop you from doing what you have been testifying about in Christ Jesus. Amen. Every situation in your life that is not pleasant does not necessarily mean it's not God. God has to let certain areas of your life, amen, feel tragedy. He has to allow certain areas in your life feel disappointment. He has to allow certain areas of your life feel like you're not moving fast enough. There comes a time when you have to wait. That's why he told them to go in the house and abide there. But when it's time to move, don't allow people stop you in your tracks. Glory to God. Irrespective of what they believe, irrespective of what they say. And you have to be careful of these prophetic people who call themselves prophets. Man, there are some real ones now. All prophetess who lay hands and try to tell you what this thus saith the Lord. Because one thing that I've learned in the word of God, if I've learned nothing else, when prophecy comes in the midst of the congregation or in a personal setting, it will already confirm what God has already spoken to you about. It will be confirmation to what God has told you. That's when you can just about rest assured that that prophecy that came forth came from God, especially when you know that the people who are giving it to you don't really know you. Glory to God. But if you prophesy over me of something that God hadn't told me, I'm very weary and very leery of what you're saying. And don't tell me that God's getting ready to bless me. Get ready for he's getting ready to bless me. Amen. And you're going to get this. You're going to get, well, you know, if I live long enough, I know I'm going to give it. Give me a time. Give me a season. Glory to God. You can't be specific at 9 o'clock on Thursday this is going to happen, but at least you can give me an area of time to look forward to, because God will let you know that. Glory to God. But my point is, you have to get to the point where you do not allow people in their fatness or in their tears or in their emotions to stop you from keeping it moving with God. Continue to move on. Bring with you who wants to go. And those who do not want to go and just want to sit and cry, sometimes you got to leave them there, because that's what they want, that's what they love, that's where they want to be, and I refuse, and you should refuse, to allow them to hold you in their spot, missing where God has placed or called you to. Oh, my goodness, my goodness. I need to say that again, I believe. You cannot allow people to hold you in their spot where they want to be and they don't want to move, so they stop you from moving forward in God, working for God, doing what God called you to do. You can't do it, so therefore you can't be prosperous. You can't, please God. You can't do and build the kingdom, because somebody in their emotional state, glory to God, that you've been witnessing to for weeks and months, who seems to not to want to leave that emotional state, and calling you to come where they are, and they bind you in that particular position where they are, when your title and your calling has called you to move on. Jesus says, shake the dust off your feet and keep it moving. Don't worry about them. If they don't receive it, if they don't want it, if they don't want to have it, amen. If they don't want to move forward, then you've tried, you've been there, you've given them the word, you've told them about Christ. Now, shake it off. Shake everything off. Don't bring nothing with you. That's what he was telling the disciples. Amen. If they don't want you in that city, leave it. Don't take nothing from that city with you. Leave it all right there. So they won't say they're in a position that they're in because you took something or you were there. Amen. Shake the dust. Glory to God. Now, Luke records it too. And Luke records it in the 9th chapter. Glory to God. And he says this. Then he called the 12 disciples and gave them power and authority over all devils and to cure diseases. Over all devils and to cure diseases. That does not pinpoint them to do this in one place. And if they do not want to be healed, if they don't want to be delivered, then God is saying to them, move on. Amen. Sometimes you got to tell people, I've got to keep it moving. Sometimes you got to, when they call you, whatever, you got to let them know, baby, I can't come back there. I've told you what you need to do. It's time to move on. Because God has got greater for you than you ever seen in your life. Amen. God is taking you to a journey. He has given you the power. He has given you the knowledge. He has given you the understanding. He has given you what you need. Glory to God. And even though you leave and go on this journey with nothing, don't worry about what you don't have, because he will provide. Now, let's just stop a minute and stop thinking about what we need to have and what we want to have and where we need to be and where we want to be, and think about where you are. You could be worse off. Now, I praise God for the blessings that I'm receiving even as I speak. Oh, yes, it could be a whole lot worse than what it is, but I thank God for it. Glory to God. Glory to God. And he said unto them, take nothing for your journey, neither staff, nor scrip, neither bread, neither money, neither have two coats apiece. And whatever house you go into, glory to God, he says, thereby depart. devil will not receive you when you go out of the city. Shake off the very dust from your feet as a testimony unto them. Keep it moving. Let God continue to work in you, and he will be a blessing. Glory to God. So we've got to understand that principle. Glory to God. And my time is about gone, and I just thank God for you tuning in with us. And be back next Monday. We're going to try to conclude this and bring out some more revelations of what needs to be done. Amen. Until the next time, this is Uncle Morgan saying God bless you and keep you is our prayer.